भाई So when we come together and meet the way we do, there is nothing we need to do. It is sufficient to just be. Without knowing. A meeting which is not of the mind. We never leave our true nature. So I recognize I not as something perceived, but as not knowing. Being without any limitations. Being without any ground to stand on and nothing to hold on to. Because there is no need to hold on to anything. And there is nothing which is separate from you that you could hold on to. The mind appears to you as thoughts and sensations, memories, beliefs. Preferences. Images on the screen. You do not need to identify yourself with anything which appears to you. To remain not knowing. Because in and as not knowing, there is no separation, no issues, no conflicts. Nothing to trouble you. Like the wide open sky, we are that. Borderless beingness. Sometimes we have the impression that we need to safeguard and protect our identity. We seem to be unable or unwilling and seemingly incapable of being without some form of identification. The impression of time, the past and the future. Thoughts about what may happen to me, what may happen to my family, to my tribe. Everybody is your family and your tribe, as in this same beingness. In ignorance, we pick and choose. We make judgmental distinctions. We resist and we reject. Some part of our experience. in favor of something else. We separate ourselves from ourselves by imagining that the other is somebody else than our very being. But we don't exist in time and space. That which appears to us is in time and space. The world which appears to you the body, but you the reality which perceives right now do not appear. Neither in time nor in space. You never do. Whenever you imagine yourself to be in time and space, you feed the illusion of separation. You experience a sense of limitation and lack. And the thorn of mortality. Worry and concern, depression. The specter of separation haunts you. Believing ourselves to exist in time and space, we erroneously seek a happiness in time and space, in events, in mind states. Fulfillment of personal desires. In relationships. The happiness that you perceive is not the happiness that you are, is not the true happiness. Because anything that you perceive, that you experience, is an image on the screen. It's not the screen itself. The screen is invisible to the senses, invisible to the mind. Nothing that you can hold on to. What is this you that is seeking something to achieve, to attain? Get to hold on to what is this you right now? Is that something you perceive or you conceive of? Is that something you remember? Is that something you perceive, you feel? What is this you? What is I? You cannot find the answer in the mind, since the mind only perceives options. Actually, the mind does not perceive. The mind is a form that you perceive, such as thoughts and sensations. Yet we have a deep sense of I. We all do. I perceive, I am. I know that I am. Does that ever go anywhere? Have you ever taken a look at I am and not found it right there, the core of your being? Have you ever taken a look at awareness and not found it right there? This ordinary aware presence. What is it that troubles us? A stream of thoughts and perceptions, sensations, memories, beliefs. Is that the trouble? The body constantly changing from moment to moment, inseparable from the entire universe. Whichever form it takes, it is not separate from the universe. Is that which troubles us? What seems to be unfolding in the body? Or is it our thoughts, which appear to us out of where? Out of the cosmos? out of the totality, none of which are our own. Is that the trouble? Can we remain open, not knowing the world unfolding as it is unfolding? The human mind, thoughts and sensations. Which is the universal mind, because my mind is not separate from the universe. How could it be? Your mind is not separate from the universe, from my mind. It's all one flow, like a beehive, different bees performing different functions. Some are miles away from the queen, and others are side by side with the queen, making sure the queen is comfortable. It's one hive. And there is the understanding about beauty, the understanding about love, this precious understanding, this magical revelation of our true self. As this perfume of love and beauty and compassion, truth, God's wisdom, this magical glimpse which reveals to us that we are this love, we are this one reality. This understanding which liberates the mind from all prejudices, enlightens the mind, reveals the peace and compassion. This is a passion for everything and everyone. This precious understanding which can become our guide. Living without personal identification, without judgment and resistance. we become a voice even when we are silent for friendship and peace and love. Because we all love love. So the worrying mind, the mind of concern, is freed from the impression of being in time. And is blessed by the understanding that being is not an activity of mind. That being is our essential nature. Free, simple, joyous, this ordinary awareness. Which does not belong to any person because there are no real persons anywhere outside of mentation, mind stuff. This ordinary awareness is I, universal beingness, untouched, unaffected by unending world body mind events. So we invite ourselves to this understanding because we are that understanding. The invitation is received the moment it is offered. It is fulfilled. The moment it is presented. the heart understands. It may take some time for the mind to get on board. So don't be concerned.